did you ever mention to the nuns that your brother was...
No, I only tried it on my friend. But there was something that I think the nuns felt something, yes, because they really were very, very, very kind. They were naturally very kind, but I could feel that the relationship with me was a little even more so than with the others.
And Baba never turned to
you? May have. But I know that when I first went to the convent, I didn't know any English. I just moved from a vernacular school where I learned Gujarati. I only learned one book. And then I felt very ill. I had a long illness. After that, and I know that Mera also would tell my mother, you know, put her in an English school. She's so clever. She learned like the, why put her in a Gujarati school? You see, at that time, we were under the British Raj, and an English was must. And, you know, English was a good thing to know. So, although we had it as second language in the vernacular school, here it was. So Mera, I also remember Mera teaching me writing, C-H-E, cat, a bear. So I knew the alphabet. Mera taught me the alphabet, I knew it. But when I went to the other class, accepted in the English school, very few Indians were accepted, non-Christians. I was accepted in the convent, but as I said, not many would be.
Well, the school that you were accepted and you learned English.
No, what was it? I just missed the link.
Did Baba ever come to see the nuns? Is what he
asked. Right. The language was bad.
Yeah. So when I didn't know the language, I didn't know English at all, but because of the alphabet sound, I could read without knowing what was. I could say a bird sits on a bush, not knowing what it was all about.
Right.
Which is why when I once read about the Onion Jack, the flag of the British people, everybody laughed. But so the teacher was exasperated. How could she have a girl in her class when she doesn't even know the language in which she's supposed to learn? So she complained to Reverend Mother, who was an Irish. That's probably why I have a very special spot for the Irish. But it was also naturally so. So she was a little lady, and she would come. She had a lisp. She had a little lisp. And when the teacher was saying, you know, what am I to do with this girl? And she said, all right, she said to the teacher. And she said to me, child, read, here, read. And I read. But I didn't know what I was reading. And Mother said to the teacher, there, she's all right. But, you know, she's fine. Now, I was so naughty. I was always distracting the other girls, in fun, you know, because I was a born mimic. So then I would stand in front of the class, and I would stand there, and they would laugh, and we'd have such fun. And of course, the more they laughed, I had an audience, so I'd do more. But one day while I was doing it, suddenly they stopped laughing. Absolutely. So I did a little more. No. So what's the matter? Not a peep out of them, not a laugh, not even a smile, you know. Suddenly I realized they were all looking past me, somewhere over my shoulder. And I turned back, and there she was, with such a twinkle in her eye. I felt so bad that I wanted to tell her, I love you, Mother, but this is me, you know. This is. But what she did was something I've known Baba do. And Rana especially has a story of how Baba did that to her. She came over to me, and she pinched the lobe of my ear. Very sharply, very short and sweet, but you know, and she wagged her finger. And I said, I'm sorry, Mother. she never reprimanded me for that. But that's about all. No, I never could tell them about Baba. But you know, they had Baba in a way. They in so many of the acts of special kindnesses, tolerance, and the way they did that,